Hi, this is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Wednesday, August 7th, 2019. Welcome to episode 84 of Amy Talks About Stuff. Today's episode of Amy Talks About Stuff is titled Habitour 2. The highlight of my day this Wednesday was attending Habitat for Humanity's Young Professionals annual meeting and Habitour, which is a tour of all of the properties that Habitat for Humanity has been working on lately. Every year on the first Wednesday in August, we meet at Habitat for Humanity's local main office, eat food, pick our officers for next year, and then we all get on a school bus and drive around to some of the houses that Habitat has built or repaired and rehabilitated within the last year. It's a lot of fun. Last year was the first time I went to it, and I really enjoyed it, and I eagerly jumped at the chance to do it again this year. Last year, the first Wednesday in August was August 1st. This year, August started on a Thursday. So the first Wednesday in August was August 7th, which pushed our annual meeting back a week, so that's why I'm only just now getting to this topic. This year, I confess that I wasn't 100% sure that we were going to have food again, so on my way out to Habitat's main office, which is downtown, I stopped at the Burger King that's close to my apartment and bought an Impossible Burger. I had read in an article on the internet recently that they were selling them at Burger King now, and I was really excited to try one, and I did, and I actually liked it. For those who don't know, it's a meatless burger made from soy and potato protein. I have to say I was really surprised at how much I liked it, and I am definitely looking forward to having many more of them in the future. By the way, I am going to put a link to that article in the show notes. When I got to Habitat for Humanity's main office, I was immediately proven wrong. They did indeed bring food for us. They went out and got pizza and cookies and soda. So I just had a cookie and enjoyed the meeting. They started off the meeting by having one of the Habitat for Humanity staff and one of the recent homeowners who just closed on their new house talk about their experiences with Habitat for Humanity, which is always informative and inspiring. We had our annual semi-formal officer election, and then we got to the part that I was really there for, the Habitour of Habitat houses. We drove into a different neighborhood than last year, starting out south from the office instead of north. We drove past and looked at several in-progress construction projects, but this time, the house that we got out and walked around in to see up close was almost complete. It had finished flooring, finished interior except for appliances and window shades, working air conditioning, which was nice, and everything, so there's no picture of me in a hard hat this year. Instead, I took a picture of the outside of the house, which is in the blog post for this episode on my website. We ended the tour with a row of four cute houses, all alike, all side by side, and all built by Habitat and dedicated at the same time. After the tour was over, I didn't feel like going straight home, so instead I went to Orange Leaf Yogurt so I could sit and get yogurt and work on my speech for Toastmasters tomorrow in some place that wasn't my apartment. I just like getting that kind of thought-intensive work done elsewhere. With my new phone that I just set up at the end of July, I now have plenty of room for all the apps I might possibly want to run, including one that was designed by someone who lives here in the local area called TAG, which is an acronym for Together a Greater Good. You take pictures of receipts from businesses that are participating in TAG, and they donate something like, it's 5% of whatever you spend on that purchase, to an organization that you specify by selecting it within your app. And I selected, of course, Habitat for Humanity of Omaha, which I just come from. I did get that speech written, and I'm very excited to deliver it tomorrow, but that's a topic for another episode. To conclude this episode, by supporting Impossible Foods by buying their products, by attending and helping to put on Habitat for Humanity fundraiser events, and by using the Tag app, I am participating in a larger effort to make the world better and more humane. That's important to me, and I highly recommend going out and doing small things like that to make your world better. I will return to the topic of Toastmasters at some point within the next week, but I think tomorrow will be another thread snippings day, because I plan on going shopping for DragonCon during the free time I have in the afternoon if I can.
Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme song for Amy Talks About Stuff is Wandering by Lee Rosevear on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.